For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 1st at Cypress Grove Park. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch. I'm against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio.
Welcome into Beat the Streak Daily. We have reached September. The Atlanta Braves keep winning, even as the Mets keep winning, and the Braves stay three games back in the division on the strength of their National League home run total. This one, number 194 on the season.
Ronald Acuna Jr. steps in. First pitch swinging. Launches one to center. Grichuk goes back. He looks up. Way out of here to straightaway center for Ronald Acuna Jr. Welcome back to the lineup. Ronald. 3-0 Atlanta.
That one from Ronald Acuna at 444 feet. Since the start of 2018, Acuna has 22 home runs at more than 440. Second most behind only Trevor Story. I wouldn't have guessed it. Most of those in Colorado at Launch Happy Coors Field. It is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel. He is Ryan Porth. Everybody buzzing about Jacob DeGrom and the Mets beating the Dodgers. Starling Marte with the two-run knock. Mookie Betts the solo homer off DeGrom, and that was that. DeGrom was our stay away yesterday, and he went seven innings. We know stuff. We talk hitting, we pick hitters, and we listen to highlights, looking for the best conversation available about hitting. Found a great one-minute cut for you involving what I suspect will end up being three Hall of Famers. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, sometimes we don't go three for three. Two out of three ain't bad. Rest in peace, Meatloaf. But Stephen Kwan goes 0 for 4. My daily double A does not hit, and I go back to zero. Boo. Jock Peterson, though, he stayed hot in San Francisco.
Little jam shot. It's going to fall. Slater's going to score. It's 5-4.
Money hit. When you're hot, you're hot. Peterson has been on fire. And here comes Bob Melvin, and Morejon's done.
So Jock Peterson stays hot. That hit for me, but not Kwan. Listen to this, though. Yesterday's Porth pick, Ryan, Paul Goldschmidt at the plate. I don't know how much Reds TV you're watching these days, Mr. Cincy.
Not a lot.
Not a lot, right? Joey Votto sitting in the Reds radio booth, or the TV booth, excuse me, as he recovers from season-ending surgery, and he's sitting with color analyst Barry Larkin, talking about Paul Goldschmidt's season.
I'm watching him play in awe this year, and I know what it's like to be really locked in, and that feeling of sameness every day, and I think he's got that going.
Well, I think what he does physically is he just stays there. Mm-hmm. He has very, very little movement. You see a lefty against a righty, see the ball the entire time. I think he's just locked in physically. You said maybe he's at the best he could possibly be. He's at the pinnacle physically and mentally, and the ability to do that right there for a power guy.
I don't know if you noticed it, but he had a little bit of a shift to his base in the box. It appeared as though he was in two-strike mode and he was going to just make sure that a barrel gets to this ball. There's going to be no strikeouts here. But you're absolutely right. Simple, simple, simple.
I love that stuff. Larkin's in the Hall of Fame. I think Votto's going to play some more, rack up a few counting stats, and join him there. And whenever Goldschmidt ends with this season's MVP added to his resume, I think he joins them both. That's a rare treat on a Reds television broadcast, viewed by at least 7 to 12 people. Let's take a look at the state of the streak here, as we do every weekday morning on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. And you weren't one of the 7 to 12, Ryan. It could have been 13.
Look. If I didn't have mishaps with the grill and the garage door last night, I probably would have been able to watch it. But, you know, the game was over by the time I was done with my night.
What happened with the garage door? Just wouldn't go down?
It's a new garage door. It had to be installed, like the system, and we couldn't get to close or open, and it was a whole ordeal.
Oh, my.
And then I spilled barbecue sauce all over myself, putting chicken on the grill. It was a night.
All right. Well, sticky board over there in the radio production studios for Ryan Porth as he's still covered in barbecue sauce. I would have showered, but that's just, you know, that would have been my choice. Floyd One is our top streaker. Had Goldschmidt, now sits at 33, joined in the 30s by Alice Colby, who had a Cardinals double down, Goldie and Nolan Arenado. Camaro Kid and Hockey Taco both had Goldschmidt. They keep climbing. Apologies to Red Mosquito 77, who had Kwan along with me at a streak end at 27. Kyoshi Lotus 26, sitting pretty at 45, looking at 10 grand. Anybody listening? You could reach him at 46 games and take it away. Still time also for 57 and $5.6 million. So many Cardinals getting love, and understandably so. This guy has always sounded delicious, and now his at-bats have become delicious.
In the air. Deep right. Newbar. Long home run. And he knew it. Lars Newbar. Out to right, and the Cardinals have opened up a 5-2 lead here in inning number 13.
There's a lot of nougat in a Lars Nootbaar. It's delicious. Cardinals devil magic, man. An eighth round draft pick, taken for his approach more than his tools he has developed in their system, now has exit velocity and barrel percentage numbers akin to guys like Corey Seager and Daniel Vogelback. Great piece on him in Fangraphs by Ben Clemens this week. Cardinals, do it again. One more highlight before we make our picks. A guy we both have loved at different times during the season has been slumping lately, but you can't keep a power-hitting, portly catcher down for long.
And a drive to deep left field. Three-run home run for Alejandro Kirk.
Been quite a drought for Kirky in the home run department. That's his first home run in over a month, but it's a big one. His 13th, lucky 13, makes it a one-run game.
First home run since July 26th. The Jays lost, but he sure looked fun. Rounding the bases. Portly is kinder than fat.
The modern-day Hamilton Porter.
Our picks are next on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, because we are invaluable.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
Just 8 games on a travel Thursday in MLB. 4 of them are day games on a getaway day Thursday. No real solid stayaways jumping out at me. Spencer Strider's been real good lately, so you could skip your Rockies in Atlanta, perhaps. But I have a Brave in that matchup. We'll do it now as part of my daily double A. Chad Kuhl of the Rockies allows a .285 batting average to right-handed hitters. Dansby Swanson hits .282 against right-handed pitchers and is 4-for-7 lifetime against Kuhl. So that will play Kuhl. Chad Kuhl gets hit by Dansby Swanson. And anecdotally, How about a little New York redemption story for Joey Gallo? He hated his time as a Yankee and fell apart. As a Dodger, he's been happy and productive. Said last week that he feels like he's been there all year in L.A. They brought him in with a plan. He has an 818 OPS and a small sample of 46 at-bats with three homers. Career versus Chris Bassitt of the Mets, 4-for-11 with two bombs. I think Joey Gallo goes deep in New York tonight. Yes, on a hitting podcast, I am saying the name Joey Gallo, along with Dansby Swanson. Here's the fourth pick.
I think it's safe to say that Chad Kuhl has cooled off since a solid start to the season.
Yes.
He had a .348 batting average against in July. He had a .317 batting average against in August. And you said it earlier, righties are hitting .285 off of him, better than lefties. When you look at Kuhl's profile on Baseball Savant, his percentile rankings are as blue as the mountains on a Coors Light can. So I am also going with Dansby Swanson tonight for the Braves in this series finale. As you said, he is 4-for-7 against Kuhl lifetime, and Swanson has a .318 batting average at home this season. Another Brave that I would consider is the red-hot Michael Harris II.
Folks, we'll let you in behind the curtain here a little bit. Usually I look at what the fourth pick is, and I try not to make my pick the fourth pick. As it stands, didn't read it today, and my pick is the same as the fourth pick. You're just going to have to accept that we both think alike, and if you don't play Dansby Swanson tonight, you're an idiot. An idiot! The hit probability algorithm loves Alex Verdugo and Rafael Devers of the Red Sox against the Rangers righty Glenn Otto. But don't play them. Play Dansby Swanson, or else you're an idiot. Only idiot is me for not reading the fourth pick before I made my own. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. That's the name of the show. It drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys, and especially Dansby Swanson, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.